The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Yesterday on the programme, we spoke to the manager of the Temple Bar pub in Dublin's Temple Bar, Tom Cleary, in relation to the controversial statue of St. Patrick that the pub had erected on the side of his building. Now, you probably heard in the news that statue has now been removed. We got a short statement from Dublin City Council on the matter saying they became aware of the installation yesterday morning. Following discussions between our planning enforcement section and the owner of the premises, he agreed to remove it by lunchtime today. The structure has been removed, as was agreed. But there was another aspect of the interview that we wanted to focus on, because during the conversation Ciara and Tom Cleary were having, Tom said that as a nation, he didn't think we did St. Patrick's Day well. Have a listen.
You know, the majority of the feedback that we've had has been positive. I look at, you know, the likes of some of the bigger international festivals across the world. You have Oktoberfest in Germany. You have 4th of July in America. You have Carnival in Brazil. I mean, they are week-long holidays celebrated by the people of that nation. And I think Irish people, if you ask an Irish person, are you celebrating St. Patrick's Day? They'd probably tell you no, unless they're in Boston or Chicago. So I think as a nation, we don't do St. Patrick's Day very well. So I'd like to say that we're doing our part. And for all the 100,000 plus people that will come over in the week of St. Patrick's Day. And
so is St. Patrick's Day in Dublin, do you think it's more for tourists than for Irish people?
I think it is, absolutely, yeah. I mean, people are coming over because I think people expect St. Patrick's Day to be bigger than what it already is in Dublin. And, I mean, it's slightly underwhelming when you come. I mean, other than the parade, I mean, there's not a huge amount happening. You look at Chicago and Boston, they dyed the rivers there. It's a day off over there as well. And they celebrate it to a new level. I mean, the Irish people, I think it's just another day. We kind of get fed up with it. You ask any Irish person, they don't really want to know about you talking about St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, that was Tom Cleary there, manager of the Temple Bar pub in Dublin. We're joined by Aoife Carey, art director for the St. Patrick's Festival. Aoife, just another day?
Hi, thank you so much for having me on. No, not just another day. This year, it's a four-day celebration. So as Tom was pointing out, we're matching those international celebrations ourselves with, like, we're doing so much more than just a day in Dublin. And I mean, around the country, I would say every Irish person is celebrating St. Patrick's Day. You just have to go to every local parade around the country to know that everyone is coming out and celebrating.
Okay, so the parade is, particularly the one in Dublin, is absolutely brilliant. And I, for what it's worth, I think it blows New York and Chicago out of the water completely. It's much more colourful, much more spectacular. But aside from the parade, what else is going on?
So St. Patrick's Festival this year, so in Dublin, we have 4 days. So the festival is going from the 14th until the 17th. Now we're kicking off on the 14th at 10 a.m. with a citywide treasure hunt. So we have a big scavenger hunt around the city. Last year we had 650 teams, and you can have up to four in a team. So that's thousands of people doing this treasure hunt. So we're kicking off with the treasure hunt, and then from 10 until about 6 every day in 10 locations around the city, we have outdoor performances completely free. So there's music, there's dance, there's choirs, there's community groups, there's circus. They're all happening out on the street. We then have a series of workshops that are happening in different locations. So these are Irish traditional handcrafts that we're kind of putting a bit of a focus on this year. So you could take part in a knitting workshop. You could take part in a felting workshop. You could do some willow weaving. We have some talks about Irish traditions of like cures and curses. There's a whole series of storytelling happening between the National Concert Hall, the Abbey, the Button Factory and Smock Alley. Then from 6 until about 9 o'clock every day, we've got 3 outdoor locations where we're doing fire performances. We've got choirs coming to perform in the evening. We've got some DJs performing. We've got dancers. So I would really say that I really want Tom to come to the festival and see what's going on, because there's so much.
Okay, it sounds like there is a lot going on.
Like, yeah.
personally, I love St. Patrick's Day. It's one of my favourite days of the year, and I do kind of get dressed up in green and so on. But I do know people who are more kind of less keen on it. And a lot of, I have heard people say, ah, you know what, it's a bit messy in town. There's an awful lot of drinking and so on. What would you respond? How would you respond to those people who say that?
I would say you might not have been to a parade in recent years because it really isn't that. I mean, the parade is absolutely for families. We have, we've introduced over the last few years, we've got our relaxed parade space, which is specifically for neurodivergent audiences and their families. So that's a really beautiful space for them to enjoy the parade in a really busy, bustling city. Then we've got wheelchair accessible spots. So the parade is accessible and it's there for everybody to come in. And I think what you'll find, like I know from my personal experience, my family came in to see the parade last year, having never been to the Dublin Parade before. And my husband turned around and he's like, I can't believe how amazing, like I thought it would be chaos. He's like, and it's not, it's just, everything functions so well. After the parade on the 17th, we also host a Cayley out on the street up in Merrion Square West. So last year, I think there was about 4,500 people dancing on the streets. It was just gorgeous. I mean, wholesome, just fun crack. You're having a laugh and there was no drink to be seen. Now, obviously, people can celebrate in whatever way they wish to celebrate, but sure. I think there's so much more going on in the city. And I think people's perception is one thing, but I would just really invite people to engage with the festival and come and see for yourself.
So as to the charge that we don't do St. Patrick's Day well, how do you plead?
Well, I am very lucky. I have lived all over the world and I have celebrated St. Patrick's Festival more outside of Ireland than I've ever celebrated in Ireland. And I will say we are the only country that does St. Patrick's Fest or St. Patrick's Day well. Yes, there is spectacles happening all around the world. And I think it's just beautiful that our country touches so many places that we have these celebrations worldwide. But there is no place like Ireland on St. Patrick's Day.
There's no place like home.
Exactly.
Is it just a bit of begrudgery, do you think, among some people towards St. Patrick's Day here?
I think everyone is entitled to their own opinion, but I would challenge anyone to not feel a little bit of pride in our country on St. Patrick's Day. And I think if they aren't feeling that little bit of pride at being Irish, then, you know, maybe they just need to come out to the parade and feel it there.
Okay, very diplomatically put, Aoife Carey, Art Director for the St. Patrick's Festival. Thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
I think we do St. Patrick's Day well.
Definitely. There's a couple of texts on this. I went to that New York St. Patrick's Day Parade, 5 hours long, not a float in sight, loads of old fellas walking. I even had time to have me dinner and come back, it just kept going.
That's hilarious.
Ours at least has a bit of colour and liveliness to it. I mean, the parade is brilliant.
Yeah, someone else says, they don't have to dye the Liffey green. It already is. It's kind of more of a murky brown a lot of the time.
Yeah, it is. St. Patrick's Day is for tourists and not for the Irish. I disagree. I love St. Patrick's Day. I really do. I really like it. It's one of my favourite days.
And maybe last one on this. Irish people do not celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Dublin City because we will not be charged £12 for a pint. Shocking prices. I do think we do St. Patrick's Day well. I actually think the St. Patrick's Day Festival has broadened it out from the parade in a really nice way. I still kind of miss the Temple Bars, St. Patrick's, the statue, but that's just me.
That is just you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.